Frequency Cast, Startup in Progress.
Hi, and welcome to Frequency Cast number 6. Some more delightfully delicious, daring and dangerous developments of digital TV and radio in the UK. My name's Carl, and with us is our resident technologist, Pete.
Ugh, too many acronyms.
If you're new to the show, let me tell you what it's all about. In each regular Frequency Cast, Pete and I take a look at some of the latest innovations in the world of digital TV and radio in the UK. We also cover some of the latest bits of mobile and internet technology. This show's based on feedback from our listeners, so you decide what we'll be talking about. In this Frequency Cast, here's what we'll be looking at. Controversy around Top Up TV's new service, Anytime. Free digital TV from NTL and Telewest. We focus in on a new technology, this time it's PVRs, and your emails and phone calls. But first, let's take a look at what's new.
Frequency Cast, now loading. News.
Time for a look at the latest news. First off, Top Up TV Anytime. If you're not aware of Top Up TV, they launched a couple of years ago, adding a couple of extra channels to the Freeview lineup on a subscription basis. Channels included UK Gold, UK Style, Discovery Channel, Eurosport and Bloomberg, all for a monthly subscription of £7.99. However, in September, Top Up TV announced it to scrap this service and replace it with Top Up TV Anytime. This new service uses a hard disk recorder to record TV shows from these extra channels, as well as content from other channels including Living TV, Paramount Comedy and Hallmark. The shows are downloaded off-peak onto a hard disk player, and you'll be able to watch them the next day. Existing set-top boxes won't work, and you'll be expected to buy a new box to carry on with Top Up TV. Boxes are priced at £99 for existing customers or £180 for new customers. This decision by Top Up TV has enraged many of their existing customers, who now have to replace their existing Top Up TV boxes or go elsewhere. Also, many aren't keen on the idea of having to wait a day to watch TV. Our mailbox has been bulging. We'll cover this in more detail later in the show in our interaction section. Next up, free digital channels on cable TV. If you're in a cable area, cable companies NTL and Telewest are now offering free digital TV. From September 2006, if you get your home phone service over cable, you'll also get over 30 channels of free TV, including Sky One, ITV2, BBC3, E4 and More4, all over the cable network. This offer is set to make cable TV even more attractive to new customers. Next, a quick snippet for those of you with access to the internet and time on your hands. A new service called Yahoo Answers has launched. You log on to their site and ask a question on any subject you like, technical, philosophical, anything you like, and other users provide answers. Each answer posted earns points, which aid to the member's reputation. This isn't the first of its kind, however, as it's backed by Yahoo, it could well become mainstream. Worth a look. The address, answers.yahoo.com. Finally, some Freeview news. We're expecting two new channels from broadcaster 5 to come online on Freeview in October. 5 Life will launch on Sunday, October 15th. The channel will show daily entertainment programming, including Australian drama Love My Way, and a first chance to see Home and Away. 5 Life will broadcast from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. The other channel, 5 US, launches one day later, on Monday 16th of October, and will air daily between 4 p.m. and 1 a.m., featuring a mix of American drama, films, documentaries and comedy, with shows including Conviction, Shark, and the conspiracy series Vanished.
Thanks, Pete. For more on any of the items mentioned, see our show notes at www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast. Now loading. Focus.
So now it's time to focus, a very interesting part of the show for me, because I really don't understand anything we're going to talk about. Last show, I don't know whether you remember, but we actually gave you the opportunity to choose from a choice of 6, I believe it was, wasn't it, Pete?
That's right.
We also put that up on the website. And you've responded with, give me that surprise.
Well, as you say, we had 6 items on there. Number 2 on our list was mobile internet, but the top one was
PVR.
So that's what we're covering in this show.
Interesting. So PVR means?
I was going to ask you that very question. Carl, what's a PVR?
Well, the closest I get is TVR, but that's one letter out, and that's a car. So you tell me.
Okay, well, let's try another then. What's DTR?
Nope.
Okay, DVR?
Ah, now that's digital video recorder. I know that one.
Aha, right. They're all the same thing. PVR is a personal video recorder. DTR is digital TV recorder. And DVR is, as you say, a digital video recorder.
So if they're all the same thing, why have they got so many names? Is it a chameleon of technology?
I've got no idea. PVR seems to be the common one, and that's my favourite, although DVR seems to be quite common now as well.
Right, so inspire me with your noggin of knowledge and tell me exactly why I want to PVR anything, DVR anything, or even I've no idea.
So you want to know what a PVR, DTR, DVR is all about then, yeah?
You said that without moving your lips.
Okay, now you haven't got a PVR, but you do have a VCR.
Oh yeah, the trusty old video recorder. I like that.
Excellent. Well, as you may or may not know, last year, Dixon's in their infinite wisdom decided to ban VCRs, and they're not selling video recorders anymore because everyone's going digital.
That's what they hope.
Exactly. So what a PVR is it's a little box, sits under your TV, and it's got a hard disk in it, and that can sit there and record all your TV programs straight onto hard disk. It all started with the first machine to come out, which was about 5 years ago, called the TiVo. Come across that one?
I've heard of it, yes, but I have no idea what you were talking about when you mentioned it before.
Okay, well, the TiVo was pretty much the first one of these. It came in from the US into the UK and was around for a little while. They're made by Thompson. They're not around anymore, unfortunately, but the TiVo was the one that was the real pioneer for this. Probably most people out there would have heard of a different type of PVR. Sky Plus?
Oh, yes, we know about Sky Plus. Haven't we done something on that?
We did, actually. Two shows ago, we talked about remote controlling your Sky Plus. But Sky Plus is probably the most popular PVR that's out there at the moment. Let me just tell you a little bit about what these PVRs actually do. For a start, as I say, they record your TV shows onto a hard disk. This gives you some handy options. You can store between 20, 40, 60, 80 hours worth of TV, whereas your typical video cassette recorder held, what, 3 or 4 hours on a tape.
There was long play option.
And there is with a PVR as well, so yeah. The other things that a PVR has over a video cassette is its digital quality. You don't get chewed tapes anymore, you don't get all sort of little speckly effects and all those nasties you get with your video cassettes, especially if you've left them next to a speaker or a TV. So the quality is an awful lot better than you'd find on a VCR. You also get things called EPGs. More initials for you, Carl?
EPG, no.
Electronic Program Guide.
Oh, of course.
So you've seen my system at home, the blue screen with the TV programs. The EPG holds 7 days worth of programs, so you can scroll forward in time for 5 or 6, 7 days, pick a program, hit record, and it will just automatically record onto hard disk that program for you. You can also set up a series link, so if you're following Simpsons, you can hit series link and it will record them all in the right order onto your hard disk for you. No mucking about with videotapes. Sound good?
That sounds quite handy, actually, yeah.
There you go. I'm going to drag you kicking and screaming at the 21st century if it kills me.
I never said I'd buy one. I'll just fit my life around the telly, not the telly around my life.
Anyway, I thought it might be handy to run down some of the PVR options that are out there and also tell anyone thinking of buying one what they should be looking out for. One thing they should be looking out for is a decent EPG, so one that has anywhere between 7 and 14 days worth of programs. The big number to watch out for as well is hard disk size. They vary in size from 40 gig upwards. Normally, rather than going by the hard disk size, you have to go by the number of hours it will record. So something like Sky Plus has an 80 gig hard disk, and that equates to 40 hours of TV that you can record. So look for the number of hours that your system can record. The other thing you need to look for is a twin tuner.
Twin tuner. And why do we need a twin tuner?
Not one, but two. The beauty of a twin tuner is you can record one program while you're watching another, or record two programs at the same time. Again, something you can't do with video.
Hmm, that's a nice touch. That often happened to me. A good documentary on BBC Two and one on Channel 4, and there's me wanting to not watch telly at all.
The other features, of course, of a PVR is that you can pause live TV, you can do a live rewind, and you can get it to record programmes while you're watching other channels as well. So do look out for a twin tuner when buying a PVR. Let's just have a rundown of the offerings that are out there. We've obviously talked about Sky Plus. This lets you record two channels at the same time, has live pause, live rewind, and records up to 40 hours of telly. There's also, of course, the Sky HD box, which is the high-definition version, which also supports PVR. Sky Plus boxes come in at around £99.
Now, what about cable TV?
Yes, where we record this programme from happens to be in a cable TV area, and we are able to get Telewest. Telewest have something called the TV Drive. This doesn't have a twin tuner, this actually has three tuners, so you can record two shows while you're watching a third live show. This comes with a 160GB hard disk for up to 80 hours worth of TV, comes with an 8-day programme guide, and does support high-definition TV. So if you're in a Telewest area, it may well be worth looking at one of these. differently to Sky as well, they don't charge you for the box. What they do is they charge you a rental, so you pay between £10 and £15 a month to rent the box.
Okay, so is there one for this Freeview thingy you keep going on about?
Yes, there are a number of Freeview PVRs out there. If you want to dip your toe, there is one that's out for under £100. That's the DigiFusion FVRT95. 80GB hard disk, 7-day electronic program guide. It only has a single tuner, but it is only £95. Then there's the one that's rated most highly by our site visitors, the Humax PVR 8000T. This supports slow motion.
Slow motion.
Comes in two hard disk sizes, 40GB for 20 hours or 80GB for 40 hours, and it's priced for around about £130 upwards. There's also the Humax PVR 9200T. This one has a 160GB hard disk for up to 100 hours worth of recording, supports picture-in-picture, has USB support for PC connectivity, and can handle MP3 playback. The other one that gets a lot of traffic on our forum is the Topfield TF5800 PVR. This has twin tuners, 160GB hard disk for up to 88 hours of recording, USB for personal file transfer, and this comes in at around about £250. Next up is one we briefly mentioned in our news feature, the Top-Up TV Anytime PVR. This is going to be the Thompson DTI-630016. This is a twin tuner unit with 160GB hard disk. It records 120 hours of TV, of which 90 hours is the one that's automatically recorded for you overnight and during the day. This box is due to be available in October 2006, and the expected price is £180. This has caused some controversy, and we're going to talk slightly more about this later in Interaction. The next one to bear in mind is one from BT. We've mentioned this before in recent shows as well. BT Vision are bringing out their service later on this year. Their set-top box is being made by Philips, is a twin tuner, supports high-definition TV, and should hold up to 80 hours of TV. It can also make use of a BT broadband connection to download shows over the internet. This one should be coming before the end of 2006.
It all sounds very good, but I don't want to keep 20 hours of The Simpsons on my hard drive. I want something hard copy. What do I do about that?
You're talking about archiving, yeah?
Well, that's what you might call it, but I'm not from the technology world. I like a hard copy, though, you know, like my vinyl or my videos. I'm not too partial to DVDs, but I don't mind them.
Well, the good news is you can actually copy from the PVR onto videotape if you want. More and more people are finding that they'd rather now copy it down onto DVD. So you can actually connect your PVR to a DVD recorder and record your shows straight onto a DVD. Or better still, you can buy one of the units out there that is a combined PVR and DVD recorder, such as the Panasonic DMREX75.
I know that one. That's the one with a slightly rippled underside, isn't it?
That's the chap. This is a Freeview box that also has a 160GB hard disk and a DVD recorder. So you can record up to 284 hours in slow play. And this box has an HDMI connector for use on high-def TVs and also an SD card. Slightly more expensive though, this one comes in at around about £350. There's one other one to consider, that's the Sony RDR-HXD710. Catchy title there. This is a Freeview recorder with 160GB of hard disk and a DVD recorder in it. It supports an electronic program guide of 8 days, multi-format DVD recording, and up to 269 hours on the built-in hard disk. This is normally available for around £400, but we've seen this for £300.
Have you seen one of these before?
My goodness, a 3.5-inch floppy disk. You don't see many of those these days.
They're good, aren't they?
Very good. Wow. Do you know what to do with it?
Yeah, take it to a museum.
That's a good point, actually. Talking about computers, you can actually set your PC to be a PVR as well. Buying a little TV card to plug into the back of your PC means you can use your PC's hard disk to record on as well.
So upgrade your computer and leave the toys at home.
I must admit, I still prefer my TV stuff being my TV stuff and my PC stuff being my PC stuff. But a lot of people are now thinking of the way of the future is having a PC in the lounge and using that as their media centre, so that's their music collection, that's their photo gallery, that's their TV videos and everything else as well.
Yeah, you see, that's the modern thinking mind. It's people who are into their technology think like that. That's why you probably don't, you know, come to terms with it very easily. You're a bit antiquated with your ways, aren't you, Grandad? Would you like another Werther's Original?
Thank you. If you're interested in any of the PVRs we've spoken about, go and have a look at our website. I'll put some pictures and specs up.
And as you seem to have your dentures in a twist, that is www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Thank you.
Frequency Cast. Now loading. Interaction.
Right, so here goes once again my favourite part of the show, where we look at the emails we've received and check out our podline, starting with this.
This has been a busy few weeks for our inbox. As we mentioned in our news section, Top Up TV Anytime has been causing some controversy. We're going to read out an email we've had from Chris Wood that sums up the situation nicely. Chris says, I have a Top Up PVR 250GB with Top Up TV. I'm very happy with the current service and will be prepared to pay more for longer hours. I was very concerned to discover a page on one of the Top Up TV channels advertising their new service and casually informing me of the considerable reduction in their current service. My understanding is that the previous day's programs will be downloaded overnight onto their badged PVR and made available the next day from their hard disk. I have a number of issues with this. 1. This is a bespoke service that will only run on their new box from Thomson. This service will not be offered on other PVRs. 2. The current Top Up TV service will be reduced and eventually scrapped. 3. All existing Top Up kit, boxes, cards, cams, etc. will be useless from early 2007. 4. The service will be downloaded onto the hard disk each day, overwriting previous recordings. This will leave you very little space to store your own recordings. 5. The service only records one day's worth, then overwrites. 6. They say there'll be a selection of popular programs made available. This suggests that they will choose what is downloaded from the section available to them and will not be a full service from a wider selection of channels. 7. Printed TV guides will be useless. 8. They call the service a DTR, but it will only have 20 hours of personal storage available. Most of the disk space will be used to store the day's offerings. 9. Offering the previous day's programs is a confusing proposition, and references to current dates, schedules, or program times embedded in the programs will be out of date. This is not a service I would even think about subscribing to. I was hoping that Top Up TV would upgrade their service by offering more channels and increased viewing windows. This is not an upgrade to their system, and seems to be a massive kick in the teeth to their current subscribers. Let's take a look at a couple of other emails we've had. This one is from Richard, who's seen our website. He says,
thank you for a very clear and sane account of the situation as you see it. Top Up TV's website is terrible. I would be totally confused otherwise. They're obviously trying to get people to pre-order the boxes whilst withholding the full extent of the charges to the service. I, for one, will not be subscribing.
Out of the many messages we received, the only positive one was from Tony Lewis, sent in via our blog. He said,
I like the Top Up TV, even with its limitations. Not wanting to subscribe to Sky with its high prices and unable to get cable, this was a nice alternative. I have just signed up for their new services, so we'll let you know how it goes.
An email in from Stephen T.
Customers who are with Top Up TV should get a box for free. It's a con. I myself and my friends are not going to be loyal customers anymore. The whole thing stinks. They can just shove it. I'm going to Sky.
Thanks also to John Clark, Terry Dennis, Stu Mitch, and to Bill Warden for your comments. Sounds like there's a few unhappy people out there. We thought we'd put in a quick call to the Top Up TV call centre to get answers to a few of our questions. First off, we asked for a quick summary of the changes.
It has increased in price monthly to £9.99. That's a month. That's only because you have increased your channel times and the channels that are on, and obviously you get to record and everything. Now, what's happening with the service you've got just now, that will be cancelled in February. So by the 25th of February, the Top Up TV you've got just now will be finished.
OK, but what about our existing Top Up TV box?
By the end of February, it won't work. So you've got until February, but the box will still broadcast your preview channels, just not your Top Up channels.
Lastly, we asked if there was an option to stay on the old plan.
You can stay on the service you're on, but it will be getting cancelled in February.
There's no option to stay with what we've got in February?
No, there's no option at all. We are, and since we have had quite a lot of good feedback and quite a lot, loads of customers coming to the new service, we've just decided to cancel the second one, the one you've got just now in February.
So that's the latest on Top Up TV Anytime. No doubt we'll be returning to this story again soon.
Thanks, Pete. You can find out the latest on Top Up TV Anytime on our site, www.frequencycast.co.uk. Next, a message from Gavin Goodland. Do you have any user feedback on the Slingbox review in Podcast 3? I'm interested on any comments on the picture quality at the remote end. I live overseas and want to watch UK TV, and although this application is featured as one of the benefits of Slingbox, I'm dubious about the quality that can be achieved on true international internet. In the UK, I use the Demon service with a typical upload speed of 400 kilobytes a second and download speed in Russia of about 1 megabyte per second. Any views or info appreciated.
Thanks, Gavin. If you're using Slingbox and you're outside the UK, perhaps give us a call on our pod line and let us know what you think of the Slingbox service. The number is 0208 133 4567.
Now a mail from Paul Gudgeon. Is there any way of restricting devices connected to the hub to certain connection times? I had a Voyager 205 router before the hub, and this was allowed.
Thanks, Paul. As far as we can tell, there's no way to implement this on the home hub. If anyone else out there knows different, please get in touch.
Now a question from Mike Quinn. I like the sound of BT Vision. However, can you tell me if the hub is strictly Wi-Fi, or will I be able to connect it to the Digibox wired? I currently have a home network between my PC and my BT iPlayer, and this is wired, which is the way I like it. Any info would be most appreciated.
Hi Mike, according to the BT website, the BT Vision set-top box has to be connected to the hub directly using an Ethernet cable, so you should be okay. A Wi-Fi connection between the BT Vision box and the hub doesn't seem to be supported yet, although it is planned for the future.
And finally, from this postbag, a mail from Adam. He says, when is your next podcast? It's too slow. Between them, I can't wait to listen to them. And that's it for this show's interaction. We need to get your questions and comments in. It's your feedback that drives this show, and we really do need to hear from you.
You can call us on the pod line and leave us a message. The number is 0208 133 4567. Or you can email us at feedback@frequencycast.co.uk.
Or you can send us a message via our website at www.frequencycast.co.uk. On our site, there's now an option to vote for what we feature on the next show. It takes just a few seconds to vote. So go on, give it a go. You know you want to.
You can also see what we're up to, catch up on the news, or comment on the show via our blog. This can be found at www.frequencycast.co.uk/blog.
Frequency Cast. Shutdown in progress.
Right then, you little old technological freak. So that really is all for this show. Keep the feedback coming, and make sure you visit our website for details of what we discussed in today's tantalising take on technology. Point your browser at www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast. Shutdown complete.
Here, Pete. Is this your flat cap and driving gloves?